Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Baxas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Power moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito who is chasing the ball. Tuttle reaches third base with a triple. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Tuttle scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris takes first base on ball four. Snyder moves to third. Williams moves to second. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Williams scores. Maris moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bob Smith now pitching. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House takes first base on ball four. Maris moves to third. Smith moves to second. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Maris scores. Smith moves to third. House moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. House moves to third. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to home to get house. Terwilliger moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. One out. Jim Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump bunts towards third. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona fields it and throws to second for the out. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Maris moves to second. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. House hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Brown reaches second base with a double. Bobby Locke pinch hits for Bob Smith. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brown moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Locke now pitching. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Tuttle throws the ball into Terwilliger, who relays the ball to Lump, who tags Minoso trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams juggles the ball. That's an error on Williams. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Francona moves to second. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is 0-for-1 in the game. Baxas strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maris hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Locke hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Smith reaches second base with a double. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Locke covering, for the out. Smith moves to third. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terwilliger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 6-0, Athletics. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terwilliger moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Athletics. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is 0-for-2 in the game. Baxas hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brown is hit by the pitch. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baxas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baxas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Daly covering, for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. House hits a pop-up towards third. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Terwilliger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is 0 for 3 in the game. Baxas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to third. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Lump moves to second. It's 7-3, Athletics. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Maris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown strikes out. One out. Ray Webster pinch hits for Bobby Locke. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.